All right, come in. We got another tough opponent this week offensively, another, a Hall of Fame first ballot quarterback. So we've got our work cut out for us this week as far as trying to get these guys slowed down and keeping them out of the end zone. Questions?
George, when you look at a lot of rookie tackles, offensive tackles in the league, do you have to study them closer to see if there's cracks, or do you just go after them?
Each week we kind of try to look at the strengths and weaknesses of what they're doing, whether it's in a run game or what they're doing protection-wise. So, who it is and experience that they have and, different looks and those kind of things, we try to take that into account each week as we're going through it. So from that aspect of it, it's more about the matchups. The guys go through and individually look at the matchups they're going to have throughout the day. But for us, schematically, what we can do to attack what it is that they're trying to do.
He's
doing pretty good for, his first year starting. I mean, offensively, it's a new scheme. So, him picking it up not only as a rookie, but I think their whole offense all together, I think you can just see them getting better from week to week with it.
Is that a position you see guys, can guys adjust quickly? Because there's a few here in the NFL. Minnesota has one.
Well, I think that's all done on an individual basis. What they bring to the table, their past experiences, how well they adjust to the offense, if they're familiar with, certain techniques, fundamentals that they're asking each one to go. So I think that's more on an individual basis than it is, to say it's an easier position to come in and adjust to.
Have you guys made any adjustments in the run defense after the San Francisco game, or is it kind of just you're playing better now?
I can't even think back that far. The biggest thing, we've just been trying to come in and attack the fundamentals and the techniques that we're working each week. And, guys have come in and bought in and worked their butts off, where it's been an individual. You can see it transferring to the team, and then you can see it transferring to the game. So I think that's a credit to those guys of believing in what it is we're trying to get accomplished and then going out and executing it, at a high level.
Have you seen kind of Linville Joseph develop into, an even better player than he was his first year here in Minnesota?
I think so. I think Linville has done a great job of coming in and adjusting to, the different things that we've asked him to do, technique, fundamental-wise. You look at him last year and just saw how he progressed from the start of the season to the end of the season. And then you look at, this whole offseason. This was really – last year he missed a lot of time in the offseason. This offseason he's been here, been able to work, carried through training camp. So he's just bought in, and I tell you, he's really done a nice job for us inside, helped keeping those linebackers free and being able to get on and off and blocks himself and make some plays. So he's done a great job for us.
What do you see when you look at their run? For the first team, it's – been 3-0, but they don't have a 70-yard rushing game.
I think the biggest thing is, identity-wise, is that, they've changed as the weeks have progressed. I think that's the biggest thing. Last week they went to a lot of pistol runs. I think you just see them steady getting better each week as they've grown within this offense. Like I said, it's a new offense for them, and, they're working through it, but they definitely have an explosive backfield. He can run the ball very good. He's very good on the presses, very good on the bellies, good vision to bounce it outside. So they have the capability, and you just see them getting better. Last week, you saw them out of the pistol. They ran the ball a little bit more effective, I think. The offensive line is doing a good job of stretching the zones up front. And, Kubiak's always had a good running attack wherever he's been. You look at him back in Houston. You look at him back in Baltimore. Those guys believe in running the football. So it's not from a lack of trying. I think it's just them getting on the same page, and they seem to be getting better each week.
Another question on Linval. You talked a little bit how he's been doing a good job at taking up blocks to free up the linebackers. Is he perfectly fine kind of taking up that role where he might not get all the credit that he might deserve?
There's no doubt about it. I think you'd ask anybody on our defense. The guy that doesn't get as much recognition as he probably should is him, because he does play the nose position, and, it's a lot of dirty work in there. But he does an excellent job. And to be honest with you, he didn't just, using up the linemen. He's able to get on and off a block and make a play himself, or at least affect the play where the running back's got to cut back sooner than he wants to, or either he's got to bounce a lot quicker than he wants to. So from that aspect of it, he really does a nice job in there for what we're asking him to do.
That getting on and off blocks himself, is that improved technique, extra strength and conditioning he's done?
I think it's a combination of both. I think he's a diligent worker in the offseason, during the season as far as keeping up his strength levels. The biggest thing is he hadn't had to fight through a lot of the injuries that he had last year, and you can just see him getting better each and every week. And that's the thing you know, we try to get everybody to do to come out here and compete and get better each week. And, you know, he's bought in and done a nice job with that.
George, there's so much rotating on defense. How do you balance, like, wanting to get a certain percentage of snaps for different guys versus just gut feeling and flow of the game?
I think we look at each situation differently. I mean, these teams haven't been in a huddle. Last week wasn't in a huddle. This week is going to be very similar. So we kind of try to keep up with the play count and the effectiveness of what it is we're doing. And the biggest thing is, you know, it's a balance, like you said, of just seeing how many reps guys are playing in special teams. And that, I mean, it adds up. Nobody should have to go out there and play a total of all the plays at one time with the depth and the competition that we've got at that position. So from that aspect of it, that's how we try to maintain and keep up with it. How many plays is this guy playing in a game? You know, the effectiveness, was it a long drive, the pass, long drive? Was it a long one? Was it a short drive? Was it a three and out? So all those things come into play as we're monitoring it through the course of the game.
Going on, who counts the snaps for you?
Well, I mean, I think each individual coach kind of keeps up with how many plays his players are playing.
I mean, they have to kind of keep that.
Well, you got to think, I mean, we got guys in a box that are looking down. They're keeping up with it. How many times we were in base, how many times we were in sub, who was in this rotation. So, it's I mean, from the different packages, between the different packages and, you know, keeping up with how many plays are going on in each drive, between the series, we kind of have a grasp of what's going on numbers-wise.
How do you feel Trey Waynes did?
I mean, for his first time in a live game, we thought he did a good job. And he left some plays out there. He had a chance to go make some plays. But like I told you, he's been competing every day. And you know, when his number's called, he was able to show up and get in there and do what we asked him to do. So he's just continuing to just keep working and getting better each week.
Is there any positive that he's kind of shoved in there as opposed to him thinking about a start maybe?
I don't know if that's a positive or not. I mean, we try to get guys to realize that, hey, when your number's called, you got to be ready to go. We don't know when that's going to be. You know, from game planning from week to week and how we're going to do the matchups, you know, that could be, you could know going in, you could know on the spot. I mean, somebody could get injured, next man up philosophy. So from that aspect, we just try to preach, you're out here to get better every day. And be prepared because you never know when your opportunity is going to come.
What did you guys like in Brock Vereen to sign him to the practice squad?
Well, we looked at him when he was coming out in the draft. A very smart kid, very athletic kid. Seems to be a mentally strong kid. So just going back to the draft, we saw, you know, how much he had played there at the University of Minnesota. So we just kind of went with that. And I know he's in here today. We're going to take a look at him today, starting today.
Did this acquisition kind of play into maybe the what seemed to be a rotating door at the free safety spot opposite Smith, or is this just kind of he was the best player available?
I think we lost someone on our practice squad, and we were looking to fill that spot, and he was available. I think it was just the timing of it. You know, like I said, we had knowledge of him coming out. We, you know, got ready for him when he came out in the draft, and he was available, and we just lost a guy on our practice squad, so I think that came into play with it, just the timing of it.
You say you're strong or free?
I don't know. Once we get him in here and just see, you know, what he does, I mean, we sort of got to go through it and put him in there and kind of evaluate him as we go.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.